This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Moms and Murder podcast, where myself and Melissa will be discussing a special little bonus case with you tonight. This is going to be kind of short, but it's a really cool case. Cool as in we think it's cool because we like this stuff. But it just came to a resolution last week, and we felt like we just had to bring it to you guys. So I will let Melissa take it away.
Hi, guys. So we are going to talk tonight about the DiPolito case, Dahlia and Michael DiPolito. Back in early 2009, Dahlia and Mike met, fell in love. 3 months later, they were ready to get married. One small issue would be that Mike was a married man. Issue, but maybe not to Dahlia. She seemed fine with this whole situation. 5 days before they decided to get married, he got divorced, went to the courthouse. They got married. Things were going really well for them. Mike was an internet entrepreneur, and Dahlia was a real estate agent. They had a nice condo in Boynton Beach, which is part of Palm Beach County, Florida.
Florida again.
Yeah. We will drag Florida into the ground. But lots of crazy things happen here. Yeah. So
thanks, Florida.
Yeah. So Dahlia and Mike had a really nice condo. And she had a really beautiful $20,000 engagement ring, which everyone listening, I'm sure, owns one of those, including Mandy and myself. We both actually have multiple ones hanging somewhere on a vision
board. My husband gives me a new $20,000 ring every single year for our anniversary.
I actually get one every week, so I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry for your loss.
On the morning of August 5th, 2009, Dahlia DiPolito left her home to go to the gym. And while she was there, she got a phone call from the Boynton Beach police telling her that she really needed to return to her home. They were at her residence at that moment and that there was a problem. So she rushed home, as any loving wife would do, because of course she left her husband home that right. morning. And the officers were standing outside. There was a lot of trucks on the scene. And she walked up to one of the officers, who then informed her that unfortunately her husband had been killed.
So before the officer even made it through that sentence, Dahlia was just crocodile tears, crying. She was hysterical and just screaming. The interesting thing about this, there were no tears on her in her eyes, as a police officer later recounted. But one really crazy thing that was going on at this time is the Boynton Beach Police Department was actually being followed by the team from the show Cops.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I don't know if you guys are familiar with the show Cops, but Cops was part of the...
If you're not...
If you're not, how are you here?
You can't sit here.
So on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock, Cops came on in my household, followed by America's Most Wanted, which I blame... This all in its entirety.
That explains everything.
Right? So that's where all of this comes from. I blame my parents. Mostly my dad. My mom would kill me for saying that. It's totally his show. So the Cops crew was there filming this. They knew this was, you know, going on.
They didn't call Cops, though, just to verify. Cops was already down there, and yep. they were like, wow, this is a perfect opportunity yeah. to also make some great TV.
Yeah. They struck gold with this, you know. So they're recording it. So you have the dash cam footage and you also have like professional cops crew filming all this. So you see her get put in the car. She drives to the station and then they're going to start asking her some questions. So they're going to ask her the usual. Do you know anyone that would want to hurt your husband? Dahlia says, yeah, he actually has a lot of different people that he's done business with that he's taken money from. But before we go any further in the police interrogation, we're going to rewind a couple weeks. A few weeks prior to this, a gentleman by the name of Muhammad walked into the Boynton Beach Police Department with some information to give the police.
He told the detectives that He had a friend, I guess. Turns out that it was
a lover.
And she had apparently been looking for a hitman to hire to kill her husband and had asked this friend, Mohammed, if he could be of any assistance. That's a totally normal thing to ask your friend, right?
Yeah, it happened. I've asked you at least once.
Yeah, I mean, if do you know
I
anyone?
I haven't.
Just kidding.
Clear it up. I have not asked.
So the police, of course, took this very seriously. They did want to, of course, confirm what he was saying because you can't just arrest someone based on some person walking into the police station and saying that you did something.
So the one big thing the police said was that when Mohammed came in to give them this information, he didn't know the lady's last name and he didn't know her address, which gave them the feeling that maybe they weren't getting all this information. Maybe somebody was looking to hurt this person or hurt their family and, you know, just give bad information and send them on a wild goose chase. So that's when they decided to go to set up a sting.
Right. And they were going to use Mohammed basically as a pawn. I guess they have an official term for that, which is police informant.
Yes.
I call him a pawn. That's like terrible. But that actually ends up being what he was. Right. He was kind of a pawn in their game. They told him that he needed to cooperate with this investigation and be a part of it. And they really pushed him to set this up, set up a meeting with Dahlia where they would have his car, you know, have a camera in his car and have it bugged. And they wanted her basically on camera to admit or to talk about this with him, that she wanted to hire a hitman and that this is what she was willing to do. And they wanted to get it all on tape so that they would have grounds to arrest her and charge her with a crime. Because, of course, hiring a hitman to kill your husband is definitely a crime.
Right. So they set it up. He tells Dahlia, you know, hey, I've got this hitman. The cameras are in the car recording this whole conversation. And so she says, yeah, just do it. I want it done. Let's do this. So Mohammed tells her, I need $1,200 cash for a gun and I need a photo of your husband to give to the hitman. So Dahlia has that money as he had instructed her, gave it
to her.
She
just had it on the spot. She was ready to go. At this point, the Boynton Beach Police Department had pretty much enough information to be assured that Mohammed was telling the truth. They now have Dahlia on tape saying that she wants to go forward with hiring a hitman. And if he knows a person, then she's all in.
Right.
So they used that information and decided, also keeping in mind the cops show is their recording. So they decided to use this opportunity to actually stage a completely fake crime scene. They set her up again with an undercover officer who they said was the hitman that was going to be used to kill her husband.
Right.
And she, of course, believed it. She met this man who was the undercover cop in a parking lot and had like a 20-minute discussion about how he was going to murder her husband. You know, he was going to make it look like a robbery gone wrong, that, you know, they even discussed the days. She asked, how soon can you do this?
Yeah.
And just crazy stuff. So she was for sure about it. There's no doubt about it. She was ready to go for this. So they planned it for that morning that I said initially, August 5th, 2009, that she would be out of the house. And then that would be the day that this hitman could go in and stage this robbery and then murder her husband,
right,
make it look like it was just a robbery gone wrong. So they did that. And that's kind of where we picked up in the beginning, whenever I said that she showed up after they got a call. She got a call from the police at the gym. So this was all staged. The police had gone there and set all of this up on the day that she had discussed with the undercover. And then she showed up and they just told her, oh, your husband's been killed. They did not mention anything about that they were doing a sting or anything like that. They let her have her whole fake crying moment and all that. And then they just told her that she needed to come down to the station so that they could ask her further questions.
So at this time, Michael, a few minutes before, the police come to his house and say, hey, real quick, your wife wants to kill you. We need you to get out of
Can
here.
Can you imagine getting a knock on the
Good
door?
Good morning. Good morning. Your wife wants you dead. And he was recovering from liposuction surgery and feeling good, I'm sure. But if you watch the cop's video, you actually see him just kind of almost falling down, as I think you would do if your spouse was trying to murder you. So they
I take
him to the
station.
I think
my first reaction would be like that I'm on some kind of punked TV show or something. I just would not believe that right off the bat.
Well, they've known each other all of 6 months at this point, and they're real salt of the earth people. So I guess if you were told that, especially first thing in the morning, you got to sit down. He might have just needed his coffee. Who knows?
I would need a lot more than coffee.
Yeah, you need more than coffee. So at this point, they bring him down to the station. He's down at the station. Dahlia's down at the station. Dahlia believes him to be a dead man. And so then that's when the questioning begins. And they're asking her, does he have any enemies? And she says, yeah, he does have enemies. He's done some bad business deals. That sort of thing. So she's giving him ideas that maybe it could have been somebody else. I remember part of the questioning with the informant, he was asking, or actually Muhammad was asking her, you know, do you think they're going to think you did it? And she said, no, there's no reason for them to think that I would do it. So she had a little bit of confidence, probably a little bit more than she was due in this situation, especially since if a spouse dies, the spouse or the other spouse is always the number one suspect, but not Dahlia. She thought she was just
right.
Gold.
And going back to confidence and being very certain, one of the things that she had said to the undercover officer while she was discussing this whole entire thing was that not only was she sure that she wanted to go through with this, she was 5,000% sure. So, you know, I know sometimes when I'm really sure, I'll say I'm 101% sure, but I have never been 5,000% sure about anything.
I've been 110% sure, but I feel like that's as far as you're going to go. 5,000%. I don't know how you come back from saying that number, or even where you come up with that number. That's just not one that's in my vocabulary.
It just means I'm literally ready for my husband to be killed.
Yeah, she was ready to go do it herself.
It's sunny and beautiful outside, which means I want to be out there. And while I can't just leave the house to vacay at a moment's notice, I sure can pretend. Welcome to the fabulous universe of June Parker's escapades in June's journey. Forget about packing your bags. We're taking you on a roller coaster without a passport. Say goodbye to the mundane and get ready to dive into a whirlwind of drama and elegance with our leading lady, June Parker.
Whether you're itching for a juicy mystery or just desperate for a break from the daily grind, June's journey is your ticket to excitement. Follow June as she unravels family secrets and tiptoes through the tangled mess of her sister's demise. It's like crashing a fancy party, minus the small talk about the weather. Although, we secretly love that too.
So dust off your virtual flapper dress and buckle up for a wild ride where every corner holds a clue and every twist keeps you on the edge of your seat. But hold on to your pearls. June's journey isn't your average mobile game. I'm knee-deep in the fifth chapter, and trust me, it's more fun than a barrel of monkeys. With stunning scenery and catchy tunes, this game oozes sophistication and class. Don't waste another second. Jump into June's world and let the adventure begin.
Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Are you ready to revolutionize the way you enjoy food and essentials at home? Introducing Dash Pass from DoorDash, your ultimate ticket to convenience and savings. With Dash Pass, you gain exclusive access to unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders, along with members-only deals and discounts that will leave your wallet smiling. Whether you're craving the flavors of your favorite restaurants, need groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass ensures that everything you need is just a few clicks away, delivered right to your door. With Dash Pass, not only do you enjoy $0 delivery fees, but you'll also benefit from lower service fees on eligible orders, making it the most affordable way to satisfy your cravings and stock up on essentials from your local favorites. What I really love is how quickly Dash Pass pays for itself. On average, it takes just 2 orders, which makes it a no-brainer investment for your budget. And as if that weren't enough, Dash Pass grants you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, adding an extra layer of excitement to your DoorDash experience. You get all this for only $9.99 a month, which is a small price to pay for unlimited convenience and savings. My family and I have had DoorDash for the past year or so, and while I make most meals at home, I don't know that I could mom without it. I used it twice just this past week while we were dealing with a stomach bug at home, and it was so nice to have and to be able to focus on getting better and not running all over town to pick everything up for everyone. Don't wait. Sign up for DashPass now and unlock a world of possibilities, all from the comfort of your home. DashPass from DoorDash, delivering joy, convenience, and savings straight to your doorstep.
Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for DashPass today, only on DoorDash, and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
As she's talking to the police, they're still saying, is there anything else you want to tell us? She says no, and the police officer says, well, I have someone that needs to see you. And in walks in the undercover police officer that was part of the original sting. He's in handcuffs, looks like, you know, he's up to no good. Looks like there's, you know, there's problems here. The police officer asks Dahlia, do you know this man? She says no. Ask the man, do you know Dahlia? He says no. So then they take the man out of the room. So Dahlia still thinks her husband is dead. So then the police officer says, someone's here to see you. And in walks in Michael, the ghost.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Michael walks in and Dahlia is immediately like, scream crying. Probably still no tears. No evidence of tears here.
No, immediately she kind of like switched it though and was like now playing the part of like, I did nothing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's like, honey, come to me. Come
exactly.
Here, you know.
Yeah.
Please come here. And he's just in the background saying like, I can't help you.
Yeah, he's saying I can't help you. But I just thought like, man, if I did that to my husband and I started yelling, come here. Who wants to walk towards the person that was just like 10 minutes ago when the man was still on like, shirtless looking for his coffee.
Right. And of course the police showed him all the videos of her like previously talking to people about having him killed and being very serious about it. So I can just imagine how he was probably feeling when she was like, please come here. Like, I don't know what she was planning. I guess she wanted to tell him something. Who knows?
There really was no real answer there. She just, I think she just wanted somebody on her side, or she was going to try and kill him herself right then and there.
Just
the job
over
was not
with.
Done. Yeah. So now we're going to move on to the trial. You've seen the videos, Mandy. You've seen, you know, her interrogations. And what would you think the defense would go with in this case?
I mean, from the, like, what the evidence was, it really didn't seem as though they had much of a defense. It's kind of hard to defend your client when they are actually on video in the flesh saying that they want this crime committed. So I really would have no idea. I would be very invested in finding out what they were going to go with, but I wouldn't know.
So, Mandy, it's a good thing you weren't her attorney because the attorney had a great defense. And when you look at these videos, did you think that this could have been possibly a YouTube hoax video to become a famous reality star?
No.
Well, they did. And they believed that, or they said that Dahlia, Muhammad, and even poor old Michael were in on this hoax, that this was going to be a YouTube sensation. They were going to have these videos, and this was basically a reality TV audition. So now that the Kardashians have literally ruined reality TV for everyone, she thought this was her start.
So as the trial starts, we learn that Dahlia is going to be charged with solicitation to commit first-degree murder, which carries a penalty of up to 30 years in prison. And she actually was tried for this crime 3 times, which is kind of the most shocking thing I think about this case, because it seems like this is a home run hit for the prosecution because they have hard evidence that this did occur.
But you're forgetting this was just a reality show tryout.
Right. They said it was a reality show tryout. So they said they all had planned it together and they were trying to. I think I saw an interview with Dahlia where she said that they had just watched so many reality shows and thought, if they can do it, we can too.
I know that, you know, I think
which was denied by Mike, by the way. He said, we absolutely never talked about being reality stars.
Right.
So that was not true. So she was tried 3 times for this crime. The first trial, she was convicted, but it was overturned and she did get an appeal. The second time, the jury was deadlocked, so they didn't come to any kind of agreement. And I guess that means you just don't get a conviction?
Right. Or yeah. So the trial's thrown out and it's the prosecution's decision whether they want to try it for a third time.
And they did.
Which they did. Yeah.
They did. And this was the one that ended last month on June 16th, 2017. And her sentencing was just this past Friday. And she was sentenced finally to 16 years in prison. So I hope that sticks.
Yeah, me too. One thing we wanted to mention that while she was waiting for each of these trials, she was actually on house arrest. And not sure if you guys knew this, but while you're on house arrest, you can get pregnant and have a child between your second and third trial, possibly to get the judge's sympathy, possibly, I guess, because you want to start a family on your way to prison. I'm not really sure the point. We know the baby's father was not Michael, but she didn't give any other information on who it was.
I'm sure the judge who was monitoring her house arrest would not be thrilled to know that she was having relations at all. So I'm sure it was kept very hush-hush.
I like to refer to it as house party arrest. There was a whole different thing going on over there, so...
So one last thing, final word, something interesting I kind of found out was that poor Mohammed, who you remember was the former lover of Dahlia's who became police informant, he did kind of come out later and say that he felt like he was coerced into setting Dahlia up and that the police did tell him that if he did not cooperate and do this, that he could be charged with a crime. So, of course, some people kind of wonder if that's like, if this kind of falls into entrapment, like, right. Did they, you know,
go too far with this?
Right. And some people, of course, think they did. But Mohammed actually started a downward spiral after this all took place and got kind of hooked on drugs in March 2017. So just earlier this year, he was actually found unconscious in a hotel room with a 34-year-old homeless mother. Now, I believe there was actually another person staying the night in the same room. But the two of them had actually been on a drug bender, and the friend that was also there found the woman cold and lifeless the next morning, and she was laying on Mohammed's chest, and he was actually overdosing as well. So yeah. When the friend called the police, they came and, of course, you know, took care of him. He did not die, thankfully. But I always just think it's sad to see people that are involved in cases like this that end up, you know, it ruins their life, basically.
Right. Thank you guys for listening to our special little bonus mini episode. And we hope you'll be back to listen to our new case next week. It drops on True Crime Tuesday, so look out for it. And we hope you guys have a nice week.
We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Moms of Murder podcast. Make sure to check back with us next week for a new episode. You can also find us at momsandmurder.com, where you can connect with us via social media. Please make sure you subscribe and give us 5 stars, because giving us 4 stars would be a crime. Thanks so much.